Frank, and thanks so much for tuning in to an all-new episode of Social Blend. I have had the wildest weekend. As if you guys all remember, last week I was talking about how I was going away, and I had Michael and Courtney here, and we were talking about some things that we were doing, blah, blah, blah. So now I'm like, well, number one, I'm like in depression because... Or was it like a travel withdrawal? Because I've like traveled. What was it? I've traveled 3 states in 1 weekend. That's what I'm gonna call this episode. 3 states, 1 weekend. It has been chaos, okay? But I love every second of it. And traveling to me is just so much fun. I get to see new places, I get to visit, you know, and do things I've never done before. It's just so much fun. Plus, when I'm away, I'm just so, like, when I'm home, I'm just, like, to myself. I'm like, whatever. I really don't need to go out. When I'm out, I'm like, no, 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 no. We are going all out. Like, are you going to sleep at 10 o'clock? No, no, no. Get up. We're going out. So, it was so much fun. So, first, let's talk about New York. So, we went to New York. We went to go see the Jonas Brothers. They were absolutely awesome. Like, they were so good. It's very hard to impress me at concerts, because when I see Gaga, like, Gaga really takes that shit into consideration and she gives us a show. So the fact that we had an awesome show with the Jonas Brothers, they are entertainers and I love it. We stayed at a hotel. It was so it was so nice. It was, what was it called? Why am I forgetting the name? Oh, it was the Marriott Marquis. Right, Marriott Marquis. Yeah. The Marriott Marquis, and, we stayed there, for one night? But, okay, the Marriott Marquis, when you look, our view outside was... I'm trying to look for a video of what I did there. When you look outside, I'm gonna post photos, okay, guys? I'm gonna post a bunch of photos of me on all my trips on my Instagram, on Social Blend Pod, at Social Blend Pod. And one of the things I did there was I sang the national anthem, or a little piece of it, and I'll show you the video. So, in the hotel, when you go to the elevators, it's like this huge opening in the middle of the hotel, and it has all the hotel rooms all around it, and in the middle, it's the is the elevator, but all the way down, it's like all this, all the, you know, shops and stuff like that. So, I went into the, onto the end of it, and I started singing. It was so funny. Here's a clip. And here's another one of me singing the Folgers song, the coffee song.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
How beautiful. It was so, I'm like, I have to do it, guys. I just have to do it. Sorry. And then I'm like, boom, and I did it. It was so much fun there. It sucks that it was only one night, because I could literally live there. I love New York. But, I mean, it can get nasty. I'm just like, ugh. Sometimes I'm just like, I need to get out of this place. But, and there was another thing. Michael and Courtney, who were here on the show, they had a run-in with Joe Jonas. Now, they were at his hotel, not hotel, at his apartment building. For a few hours, they were just waiting with some paparazzi, and it was just them and the paparazzi. So, Joe Jonas came with his wife, Sophia, I don't know, I don't even know who she is, and Mike and Courtney are like, oh my god, hey, they're like, we're gonna actually see you tonight. Joe's like, okay, cool, and then they're like, can we have a picture with you? And he's like, oh, no, I don't take photos in front of my apartment. So, now, Michael was like, whatever. He was happy that he was even able to meet him right in front of them. But Courtney was so mad. And I'm just like, all right, but Courtney, you have to realize, like, imagine if that was, like, you and that was your house and people came in front of your house to get a photo with you. Like, that would be, you know, weird too. So, you know, it was whatever. We're not, like, hating on him because of that. I've always never liked Joe. And I've always liked Nick and Kevin more. But, like, throughout the show, like, he was trying to be the center of everything the entire show. Like, Nick was singing his beautiful song, Jealous, and Joe just thought it was a good idea to come on stage and sing it with him. Like, it doesn't make sense. I would be so mad as a brother. And Nick was getting annoyed. You could see it in his eye. You could see it in his eyes. You could see it in his soul. Nick hates Joe so much more than any of us even do hate him. I mean, it's true. And even the audience, we were hearing little things like, oh my God, I hate Joe. And I was like, oh my God, go off, girl. Like, yes. But regardless, it was a great show. Joe isn't horrible. He's probably a really nice guy, but he just didn't want to be bothered with taking photos. And he likes to be the center of attention. Honestly, that's me. But until I'm the center of attention, I'll just complain. So now, the next day comes, we are done, and we leave. Now I'm running home, grabbing my luggage, and jumping in the car to go to the airport for San Francisco. So here's my thing. When I travel, I need travel essentials, okay? First, I need my drugs, aka aspirin, Tylenol PM, and two Xanax that my mom gave me because she needs it when she goes on the plane because she cannot deal with her claustrophobia on the plane. So I need those drugs. I love listening to podcasts if there's no TV on the plane. If there's a TV on the plane, I'll just watch the movies to get the time passing. But if not, I'll listen to podcasts. I actually did on my way there because there were no TVs. It was crazy. But I listened to Jessica Kirsten's podcast, which is relatively insane. I listened to, of course, Oprah's Soul Search. Oh my God, what is it called? Soul. And we're also talking about Oprah today in topics. I'm very excited for that. And I also listened to, who's the other one? Oh, Bravo's podcast, which they talk about the Housewives. And I love it. It's a great podcast. So also a sweatshirt. That is my main travel essential, is a sweatshirt, because sometimes on the plane I get really cold and I just need like a little sweatshirt to like put over me because I get hot easily. So I just need like something handy. And lastly, I need my hand sanitizers and my wipes. I cannot travel without hand sanitizer and wipes because I am such a germ freak. I clean everything on the plane and people look at me crazy. I really don't care, but I go insane and I go in when I travel because I just like to be clean, especially when I'm on the plane for 5 hours or more. Like, I need to be clean. I can't just sit in a chair that's like that hasn't been cleaned. I'm just not doing it. So yeah, those are my travel essentials. I went to New York and I forgot I didn't bring hand sanitizer, and I went to the store and I had to buy it, and I paid like double, but I still had to buy it because it's just something that I need. Also, I wanted to talk about, and this is right before we start topics, I wanted to talk about the chakras thing that I did. So I did the soul searching class, like meditation class. Guys, it was so amazing. It was like, I don't even know. Wait, I'm going to try to look up the actual spelling to chakras. C-H-A. Yeah, that's it. Okay. It was great. And wait, is that how you spell it? No. Okay, so it was amazing, and I will definitely do it again. I want to do it with maybe some friends or some cousins and maybe get together and do that, but I loved it. it was so inspiring, like, to be there. So this is what you do. You kind of get, you get your yoga mat, if you have one, or they have one there. It depends on where you go. And you sit around the chakras. The chakras are these little music bowls, and they play, like, sounds as you're meditating. So once you get your mat out, you go to get blankets and pillows and stuff like that. So, you know, you put that all around you. Usually people get really hot. Sometimes you get really cold. It depends on how your energy is. But so we started by her with this bell, and it would be like bling, ding, ding, like that. And then she would say, like, you know, inhale and exhale. It was like very yoga-ish. And then she told us, choose the blue sky with the clouds or the night sky with the stars. And it was weird. I didn't get either. At the end, I was in the woods with nature. It was just all green all over me, like all over the place. All I saw was like green, and it was like trees and grass and leaves, and I saw, I think, a deer or something like that. It was so amazing. So I'm just like sitting there, and then all of a sudden I got this like weird vibrating noise, and or like feeling, a vibrating feeling, and this truck just flies into the, where I was looking at the landscape of the nature, and rams right into me. And all I saw was white after that. It just all hit white. So it was all white, and then it went to purple, and then it went to white, and then once I hit purple again, it was like I was floating in clouds. It was really cool. So as I was floating there, I did get really uncomfortable at one point, because this one chakra that they played, it was bothering me so bad. And I think the chakra at the end was called the indium. I think that's what it's called, the indium. So anyway, that means I hold stuff inside when I should just let it out. And that definitely, they were saying more, because I don't like hold things in. I'm very good at letting stuff out. But holding, what did they say? It was like, like, you don't express your feelings to other people who've hurt you. And that, I'm like, oh yeah, that is definitely me. Because that is true, that I do, like, I rather hold things in when it comes to feelings with other people than to just say it, because I feel like it's not worth my time. But that was really cool, that that really took a toll on me. So, yeah, I thought that was awesome. But the class was amazing. Then after, you like talk about your experience if you want to, you don't have to. And yeah, I think it was like $15, and everything is there. I mean, I didn't bring my yoga mat, and they had one for me. It was just, it was awesome. I loved it, and I will definitely do it again. It was very like relieving, like after. And I got really sore at the end. I was so sore because I think I just had a lot that came out of me. And and yeah, it was crazy. I loved it. I just loved it. So that's it with that. It was great. If you want to do it, I say definitely do it. Okay, so we're gonna go into topics, and our first topic of the day is how Leslie Jones is leaving SNL after its 44th season. So they're starting the 45th, and she actually has not went on to doing it. And yeah, honestly, I don't care. I've been watching SNL for years when I was a kid, and it just got so boring. Like, I'm really just, I'm like, nothing makes me laugh on it. It was like not funny anymore. And once, like, it's not, once it's not funny anymore, I'm just like, I'm over it. Like, I'm done. So yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Today, Wednesday, September 5th, 4th, has been 5 years since Joan Rivers passed away. Isn't that insane? It's been 5 years since she's passed. I remember the day it happened. My heart shattered into a million pieces because I love Joan. But thankfully, I did get to see her before she passed away. She was on tour and she came into my city. And I was so happy I was able to see her. And I wasn't going to do it, but I was like, please, let's just go. And, you know, my dad was always a fan of her because he would watch her show. So I was like, Dad, come on, at least see your favorite comedian of all time. And I'm so happy we went to see her because, you know, a year later she passed. It was like very hard. And it was like, it killed me. It was like I lost a family member. I loved her so much. So, next we have Lizzo. She hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with her song Truth Hurts. And I am just so happy for her to see a big person, a fat person, being able to be in an industry like the entertainment industry just gives so much hope for people that feel like they aren't going to fit in because they have to be skinny or they have to be fit. So it's just watching her on stage, and I'm actually seeing her at the end of the month, watching her just gives me chills every time because I'm like, wow, like she is changing the game. She really is. She's putting us on the map. You know, she's putting all of the big people on the map, and it's like, you know, letting us do it too, and making, you know, being overweight not, what is it called? Like a disgrace, like that people look down at you. It's like, it all depends on how you do it. It all depends on how you hold yourself. You could be overweight. You could be whatever you want. But as long as you hold yourself, you're good. And that's why I feel like a lot of people need to understand that as long as you know that you're good, everyone else will know that you're good too. So I love her. That's exactly what she's doing. I'm so happy that she has made it. A few years ago, I heard one of her songs. I think it's called Ain't It or something. And I loved it. And ever since then, I was like, she's really good. Like, I like her. But then that was it. Like, I didn't hear anything. And then, like, her album came out. And I was like, this is a hot album. And then she shot up from there. I was like, all right, she better go off. And talking about albums, we have a few albums that are coming out and came out. Lana Del Rey's new album, Norman. What is it called? Norman. I don't know what it is. Norman something. Norman fucking Rockwell or something. It came out. It's pretty good. I love Lana's work, but this album, it's not giving me the feels that I usually get from her. A few songs I'm like obsessed with and I love them, but some of them I'm like, I'm not feeling this at all. So, next we have some new, okay, I'm really excited for this because I heard a little snippet of the song and I cannot wait for it. So Camila Cabello, she just posted yesterday that she has a new single coming out tomorrow. It is called Liar and it already sounds so good. I'm going to give you a little snippet of it. Here we go. I love how it sobs. Okay, so that was it. I am excited. There's no words, of course, but I can't wait. I cannot wait. I love all of her work. So all the time, whenever she comes out with something, I'm like, yes, boo. Next, we have some happy news plus sad news. So Grace and Frankie, it's a series on Netflix with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. They just announced today that season 6 is coming out and season 7 will be their final season of the series. So, though it's very sad, it's a great like show. And it's cool because they already broke records with being the longest running Netflix series ever with 7 seasons. It's going to be 7 seasons. So I'm so happy for them. Watching this show, it is like you watch it and you're just like, this is so good. Like, I hope more people are watching. So the fact that a lot of people did watch just meant how much the show actually, like, how good the show actually is. And even though it's like about an older group, so many young kids watch it too. I know so many people who are like, who watches Grace and Frankie? I'm like, yes, I watch Grace and Frankie. Let's talk about it. It is, I love it. So, yeah, I mean, it's sad to see the show go, but at the same time, sometimes it's just best to end the show when it's on a high note than to just, like, kind of keep throwing stuff out there, like, Grey's Anatomy. All right, I'm really excited for this. I'm going to freak out, guys. You have no idea. So Oprah is going on a wellness tour, okay? I just talked about how I listen to her podcast. I love what she has to say all the time. The people who she has on her podcast alone are just geniuses. And they talk about so much with mental health, being a better you, finding the trauma within, ending her. It's just, I love it. So anyway, she has plans in 2020. She's going to do, it's going to be called the 2020 Vision Tour. And she's going to, you know, go city to city, I guess, and just talk about, like, what she does on her podcast. I'm so excited for this. So here's a quick little snippet or trailer about what she's doing. Here we go.
I have some good news to share. I'm going on tour. Yeah! Who in here want a better life than you have right now? Yeah! I'm going to hit the road. We're calling it 2020 Vision, your life in focus. I'm partnering with WW to make 2020 the year of transformation. Come spend the day with me as I share lessons about my own wellness journey. Ooh, I've had my share of life's ups and downs, and help you write the next chapter of your own journey. Each city is going to feature a different lineup of celebrity guests and some of the biggest names in wellness, people from all walks of life who took charge of their lives and created lasting change. So put your life in focus and become the best version of you. Get your tickets and come join the party. Let's do this thing in 2020.
Yes, I love her so much. So the tour is gonna start. Let's see. I just had it. Where the heck is it? Okay, the tour is gonna start in January. So it's gonna be about 6 days. They're gonna Fort Lauderdale, Florida, St. Paul, MN. I don't know where that is. Michigan? Who knows? Charlotte, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, Brooklyn, New York. That's the one I will be going to. Dallas, Texas, San Francisco, California, Los Angeles, California, and Denver, Colorado. I am so excited. This is just something that she should have done a long time ago. So I'm ready for her. And with that ends the podcast. And I did want to say my quote of the week. I love this a lot. It says, to love yourself is to understand that you don't need to be perfect to be good. And I stick by that every day of my life. And I love every second of it. I love every second of it. And to say that truly means the world, because there was a point in my life where I couldn't say that. And saying it was weird if I did say it. So it's just, I love it. I stand by that every day in my life, which is why I travel and I don't care. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Tell me what you're doing this weekend by tweeting me at socialblendpod, or you could message me on socialblendpod on Instagram and follow me on the Social Blend Podcast on Facebook. And also, while you're at it, you could go on iTunes and you could review my podcast, give it a 5-star rating, say how amazing it is, or just say how shitty it is. As long as you get a 5-star rating, I don't give a shit. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm actually going to see It this weekend, so pray for me. Have a good one.